Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
It's a Bahama Austin X party. We got everything you need to have for a party. Come see for yourself. Balloons and banners, gifts and toppers, forks, plates, toys, chairs. Yes, we do rental. Look at the right on Prince Drive. And we can order anything for you online. So party smart, party early, party often with Bahama.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
BWF pre-inventory warehouse clearance sale and tent sale Friday, May 30th and Saturday, May 31st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For the best deals you will find, shop BWF for the biggest sale of the season. Great savings, great prices. Up to 50% off pre-inventory warehouse clearance sale Friday, May 30th and tent sale Saturday, May 31st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come on in while supplies last. Grab your bargain today. Great deals and awesome savings. Savings include appliances, hand and power tools, generator, compressors, and water pumps, welding supplies, automotive and hardware supplies, lawn and garden supplies, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, barbecue grills, household supplies, bedding and bath supplies, junk canoe and craft supplies, floral decor, and so much more. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the Family Islands.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Throughout history, from bartering in ancient markets to the invention of paper currency, convenience has been at the heart of the way we pay. As time marched on, so have we, from barter to cash and cash to digital. Whether you pay with an online bank transfer, digital wallet, or contactless card, with digital payments, options abound. The world never stops evolving, and neither should you. Choose freedom. Choose flexibility. Choose convenience. The future of pay is digital. Visit us online at livedigitalbahamas.com and on social media.
Wendy's Mall and Marathon is offering you a deal that you don't want to miss. For a limited time, you can purchase a Dave single, a classic or spicy chicken sandwich for just $5. That's right, you can enjoy Wendy's fresh, famous food without breaking the bank. Remember, this offer is only available at the Mall at Marathon location only. So stop by and grab the Dave's deal today.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
It's time to give away your group and go in places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Nassau, Bahamas. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahama Arts and Ends, Bahamas Building and Fire, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Pinder Tal, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Here we'll new it again. Somebody tell a friend. Come on. Hey, stand on the tree, you know. Watch this.
I had this situation, then yuck up my fixation, but just listen there, so why? I was messing with this something, but she was somebody something on the side. When I next I find out the truth, I didn't want get to no dispute. I break it off to find something new, cause trouble already start to brew. After that, I was sitting off in a few. I tell my boy, but what I guess?
So he tell me this region radio.
He said,
why you think that ain't gotten through?
Some for you.
That may not be a gal, but don't be no.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. It's 1 o'clock hour. And I know you missed the entire top hour of the show, but we're definitely listening very attentively to the Prime Minister, who is seeking to keep the vibe alive. That's what I kind of wanted to drop on you guys. He's seeking to keep the vibe alive, being able to introduce a great deal of things. I want to be able to break that down with my guy and see if I can get Rupert Pinder in sitting with me, chop it down, and have some conversation with some economists throughout the country to talk about this. First time, based upon the Prime Minister's posture and position, for the very first time we've been able to see in a free and independently sovereign Bahamas a balanced budget with surplus. And I say that they are definitely on course and using the language of victors. So I want to say congratulations to them. We're going to take time to be able to dissect it and chop it down and look deeper into it to make a determination as to whether or not. We always just go through the SWOT analysis. You fight me, but we go through the SWOT analysis. We look at the strengths. We look at the opportunities of what we can get from this. We look at the weaknesses, right? Strength, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats. You know, what we're susceptible to both locally and abroad, and our posture. A lot of the things that's been regurgitated, and I think a lot of us know, is this posture that we must take to ensure that we can, you know, look good to lenders, right? We always have to have, you know, sort of a healthy position as it relates to our budgets, our debt. We got to be able to have healthy debt, meaning that we don't seek to eradicate it entirely, but we're keeping it at a nominal rate to ensure that those lenders, those creditors can identify us in a particular light and say, well, you know, the Bahamas ain't paying it all off, but they're consistent in paying this, this, and this. And we can definitely lend consideration to this. We would have heard a debt for nature swap again, with this kind of discussion of being able to ensure that we can be able to see the, from an agricultural standpoint, see the increase and the surplus from the agricultural standpoint as it relates to the injection of what we've been able to see put in agriculture. I think he said from the, I don't have the speech, I'm waiting for them to kind of put it up in the group, but being able to see them put it in there, just listening in to the Prime Minister, is good language. One of the things that popped out to me is that you could be able to bring in a prefab home, just being able to speak to the Ministry of Finance to ensure that you can get a letter and indicating those particular things, that there is some alleviation here, right? But the alleviation still exists for those particular persons who have money. And so we're still looking for significant push. I see the Prime Minister has taken on this kind of a posture of being able to speak about what's going to happen from an entrepreneurial standpoint to ensure that they can shore up, strengthen up, and provide opportunities for those persons from an entrepreneurial standpoint, small business standpoint, with the SBDC and being able to work like that. I like to hear things like this, and this is sort of what my ears is pricked for. So I like to be able to hear that and have those kind of a conversations. I want you guys to join me in conversation. We're only going to be here a couple of minutes today. As you know, most of the time has elapsed for the day already, but I'm grateful to be able to do that. And congratulations for what sounds to me, because I haven't dissected it. I listened from the midpoint until the end. My son was a little sick today. He has that that stomach bug. So we had to take him over to the pediatrician. Well, I had to take him this morning. So I didn't have a time to be able to really ingest the information, dissect the information, scrutinize it. But from what I hear, just on my phone, sitting in the studio, in my truck, so forth and so on, it sounds strong. I might as well tell you the truth. It sounds strong. I see that the Royal Opposition has taken on this position of being able to send some stuff out, indicating that this budget must meet the people where they are. This must be for the people, right? Let me fix that before I start saying these things that he didn't say. Let me look at what I saw. All right? I can open it up. Today's budget must answer to the people. Yeah, that's what I saw. Today's budget must answer to the people. Okay, so these are information. So it says, if I in the park, I don't know. They had an opportunity to be able to scrutinize some stuff. I didn't. And the Wi-Fi in the parks, I don't know whether or not it was accessible and had all those particular information when it was initially did for the Over the Hill project. The concept was great. Anyway, let's not get into that. So let's talk about those particular things. I got to shout out my good decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Go check them out. Check them out. We are on the 20th day of May, Wednesday, 20th day of May, 2025. The Prime Minister just gave us the introductory for the budget. This is a campaign budget. You don't necessarily have to see the banner for that, but this is a campaign budget. It's going to lead us right into the time of general elections next year. So by next year, this time, so God spare our life, we will would be going possibly. I think it is going to be traditional based upon the people that I've been speaking to. They're going to keep it into this kind of a traditional space. So next year, May, around this time, we would either be in the thick of election or just coming out of it if they're looking at May 10th and being able to do that, right? So we have another 300 and some days before we can be able to get to that. And the PLP is relentless in terms of their determination to be able to win the next general election. They're moving fast. They're moving hard. We've been having these kind of conversations with you and talking about that. I got to be decent with you. We've been having these conversations with you that says a lot of the indifference that you had with the PLP. Where's the paper from yesterday? A lot of the indifference that you had with the PLP can be fixed with the swipe of a pen. What am I talking about? Let's read this. This is the article from yesterday. Government awarded more than $15 million contracts in the month of March. We talked about this. There's been a great indifference that existed from those persons who support the PRP and those persons who sit in a neutral position with expectations for the government to provide them something. Okay? And so you sit in this kind of a position waiting to see what's going to happen. You all cuss the PLP up and down, left, right, and center for the past 2.5 years. Oh, how are they ain't giving us nothing, but they got to get them straight. When these fellas around them eating, nobody else could eat. Let's read this article. Yesterday, government awarded more than $15 million in contracts in the month of March. So the Davis administration published its public procurement list for the month of March yesterday, which revealed that 221 government contracts worth more than $15 million were awarded that month. That month alone. That's March. Then you got April. Now we in May. By the time you get June and the time we hit September, oh my God. Yeah, I can hear y'all calling me again. How would this PLP all the way? Yeah, we told you that. You don't just count them out for this sort of an idea that of the rhythm that existed in our society. We said that. There are some tangibles, there are some intangibles, and they're working on their agenda. They are. Last night, we would have heard Minister Pia Glover-Rowe take on a very strong posture and position. She was standing before a screen. I was waiting for her to pop out the MOU. Now, I was sent the MOU last night. Can I say this to you? Oh, my God. I was sent it last evening, dissected the thing, looked through it, and praise God. I don't know whether or not I say who the source was. Let me just keep that to my chest. But I was sent it last night. We talk about it. Yeah, I was hoping for it. Somebody called me and say, Levon talking about it. I say, okay, no problem. I look at my phone, bam, the thing on my phone. I say, praise God. I got it. You should have sent it to me at 12 o'clock yesterday. But anyway, I'm not going to fight you. So it says, 37 of these contracts were issued through the direct award, meaning that they had no competitive bidding process, and several of them are worth more than $100,000, which in the financial threshold is set in the Public Procurement Act for which direct award contracts can be issued among other criteria, right? This is yesterday's paper. Now, you know, maybe your indifference, your dislike, your disregard for the PLP would place you in a posture and position that you don't want to hear nothing I have to say right now. You don't. You don't want to talk about it. But I told you, as soon as the PLP settled whatever they was dealing with, and they're content that they could see themselves stretched out and they could move forward on this path, the PLP has proven themselves not to be like the historic FNM, more specifically, not to be like the last dispensation of the FNM, which has been under ministers' rule and administration. Why do I say this? In 2016, 15, 16, and the like, every church service that the Free National Movement went to, I went to a few of them because I was looking, hoping, and vying for a position as a potential candidate. So I was up and down. This is 2016, 2007. I was up and down with them. Every church service they went to, there was a plea from the pastor who had significant affiliation and proximity to the Free National Movement to ensure that leadership takes care of its people. That was a plea. That was a desire. That was a request from the MCMs. That was a request from the council members. That was a request that you please take consideration for the small man. The PLP always straight. This is sort of the posture that it was taking. And you know what happened? Minutes came in with this sort of gleeful approach that I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. And he did not do it. In fact, whatever he did for those few that was in his proximity, in his circle, in his reach, he did it late. And after doing it so late, he then went to a snap election. So no one was able to recoup or to acquire anything of real significance. Come on, y'all just don't want to have this kind of a conversation with me, you know. Y'all don't want to talk like this. What am I talking about? For those diehard FNMs during the time of 2012 to 2017, you really ain't got no contracts. You are party affiliate. You have committed. You have done everything in your organization to ensure that you're in a good position. You've done all that you're supposed to do. And you committed, right? On a voluntary basis. This is my body. I love my body. I'm working for my body. No, y'all ain't got to give me nothing. But don't forget that I'm working hard. And so there was an expectation that after you found yourself in a victorious position with these people help, that you would give consideration to them up front, quick, early. And now all back bills they got, all the res that they have, all those things could be a position of checks and balances could be made, and you could be able to come back in the black. That's basically what has been happening in this country since 2020. Okay? Minnis did not do what he was supposed to do out of the gate. He did not do it. And I always look at the Progressive Liberal Party in awe and amazement that they make these promises to people. This is what we started to talk about yesterday, about the idea of being able to make a promise with a political organization. The only persons that, for the most part, make promises and sit in the negotiation position with political organizations is those persons that support. Listen, boss man, I want to get in. I think I would like to be a senator. Would you consider me for this? Listen, boss man, I'd like to be able to get in. I don't know what you got for me. What you got on the table? Is something you could be able... These are the things that you have a conversation with internally in your organization. No, but Obie Ferguson, them. Anyway, praise God. It's just an exhausting thing to think about it. Okay? And so they found themselves in this position, and the Free National Movement was supposed to, had already made a promise that we would take care of you. Months gone, these people ain't got no job yet. Months gone. Yeah, we got to wait. We got to do this. Months gone. People ain't working yet. People ain't placed yet. People ain't get calls yet. A year gone. A couple people get called. A year gone. The people who get called come back and ask you, did you get a call? No, I ain't get no call. So they call, they working on your behalf to ensure that all of us could find us in a position. And I say, ask. I wasn't in that. I ain't get nothing. Let's just be very clear. And so after working in these particular positions, after they quickly acquired something, bam, stories that I know about these particular things, there were some people who held power for the very first time. Never recognized by Hubert Ingraham. Now, finally given an opportunity by Dr. Hubert Minnis. As a result of that, these were stone-cold, stiff-necked gatekeepers that didn't afford opportunity for growth and development throughout the expansion of it. And so when they finally gave in, the people came in, they had to hurry up, pay a couple of bills, boom, snap election call. I think that's why a lot of them still indifferent with Minnis at this particular point. I don't know. I'm just saying. But that doesn't happen in the PLP for the most part. I'll never forget in 2012 when the Free National Movement lost, and I was in Grand Bahama. There were men and women that I know that sit in high office right now in government capacity in 2012 that walked in the office of the Prime Minister in Grand Bahama, Permanent Secretary Office, Ministry of Grand Bahama, all these particular things, and started to say, you fired, you gone, you gone. This was like a collective of people who were not engaged and not empowered, rather, by the PLP, but they took it on their own notion, on their own strength, and walk in the government, look at people's face and say, you gone, pack your things up, you're gone. And sure enough, those people were gone. The PLP works different. I tell you all these stories and all these words to tell you that the PLP works different. And I said to you, as soon as the PLP has been able to see themselves clear and they start working on these things and take care of people, $15 million in 1 month. This is not going to be a walk in the park for you. This is not going to be like taking candy from a baby. This is not going to be just as easy as pie or cake. This is going to be a challenge. You're going to have to use your resources. You're going to have to use your intellect. You're going to have to use your strategy. You're going to have to use your proactivity. You're going to have to use your unity. You're going to have to be able to put those indifference aside. You're going to have to identify the most people. You're going to have to do everything you can to possibly win. And I say possibly, simply because the PLP has already started with their kinetic energy. The FNM has great potential that we are eager to see. We believe that you have great potential, but we haven't seen that kinetic energy, unity, consistency, persistency in these particular areas just yet. You said to us that you're going to come up with your ratification. We're still waiting on those particular things. So we believe you can do it, but we know now the PLP has put significant pressure on you by being able to perform like this. And as you go through and you wish to dissect this budget, which I expect you to do, dissect sort of the preamble of the introductory of the budget debate and say what our expectations are, and I'm hoping that they did this, this, and this. The truth is you're going to have to be able to counter that with something strong. And so we wait on you. Guys, I want you to join me in conversation today. Just in a couple of minutes, we ain't got much time here. So join me in conversation today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I don't think we're done just yet as it relates to the conversation that we started to have with about Obi Ferguson and his particular capacity as president in Congress. And being able to find out whether or not these things are true. Today in the papers, Ferguson says, I was not named KC because of the MOU. My God. I don't know who we believe. Let's talk about it. Let me take this quick break, guys. I'm going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Have you already tried our President Butter? Ooh la la. Indulge a little with President, because now more than ever, we need to savor the taste, textures, and feelings to truly enjoy the little things that mean the most. President Butter, something to savor. Hey.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information, or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Now, let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Islands.
Foundation. foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 323-622-3252-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We're here, we're live. And you got a little piece of time. We ain't got much time to be able to do it, but let's do what we can do in the time that we got. Call on the line with us, Ive. Go ahead.
What are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Still in the debate, but regarding the old Bahamas, Grandmamas specifically, one of the things is that the government has taken back the accessibility to get bonded fuel for the yachts coming to the Bahamas through Grand Bahama. That's have a significant drop off of yachts coming into the Bahamas right now. They can only get paid fuel, not the bonded fuel that they were receiving in Grand Bahama. Also, I feel that I'm connected to some agencies over there who they are supporting. I won't call any names or anything. I just want them to realize that Bahamians work for all companies in the Bahamas, not only a few agencies, especially PLBs too. You know what I mean? So they have to watch themselves what they're doing in regards to assisting certain companies because of lotioning, all that type of stuff. Thanks, Howard.
Okay, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. All right. So he says to us that the bonded fuel for yachts were taken back in Grand Bahama. They would have found out more information about that. And that the government of the Bahamas must recognize and realize that you're working for all Bahamians. You're working for all Bahamians, not just PLPs. I think that's been sort of the cry that we've heard of the Grand Bahama for some time. You remember that? Under the last administration's rule, with the development of urban renewal and a lot of things coming under their portfolio as it relates to reconstruction and what was supposed to happen for rejuvenation and how there were speculations, allegations, and even identified in some areas that the material support and whatnot was going to a niche group of people as opposed to being able to help all to lift this thing, right? So, guys, the lines are wide open. Please give me a call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Dwight?
All is well. Let me turn my radio down.
Go ahead.
All right. Howard, yesterday we were talking about the unions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I want to share something with everyone who have an opportunity to listen to my voice. It's not about politics. Today, Howard, I went in the bank on JFK, right? And I'm a very sociable person. And I met this lady. She had on a BU T-shirt. You know, I guess that's the Bahamas Pub Teachers Union, whatever, mm-hmm. Right? She's a member. She has a position in there. So the question I asked, I said, are you going to march? She said the only thing will stop her from marching if God take the bread out of her body. Mm. So I say, man, why is it that so many people or some people like to talk about Labor Day as being a Pacific PLP holiday? She said, no, she's a worker in this country. She does not support the PLP. She don't care about the PLP, but she supports the workforce in this country. Now, Howard, I want to ask a question to you. A few years ago, when they had the Labor Day March, and I think the young guy, was a Bethel, was the FNM the government when that accident happened on that Labor Day parade that day? Was the FNM the government?
I have to be able to go back into that and find out exactly what's what. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly, Mandewit. I have to go back and find out, but I never want to politicize. I never want to identify through the lens of incompetence who's done something and haven't done something when there is real pain, hurt, and disaster that befalls a Bahamian brother or sister, even during a time. I remember one time in Eight Mile Rock, I can't forget this. One time in Eight Mile Rock, on the back road, these people was campaigning But we say the back road, but it's really the seaside. So it's the front road, right? On the southern side of the island, right? So these people was right around by Castam campaign, and this is my family, Grant, up on the seaside. And it was a group of them, right? I can't remember if it was FNM or PLP. It was indifferent. It didn't make a difference. But they were campaigning for the organization that they support. And we were closer to election. And somebody who really opposed them was in their vehicle and run through them in their truck. I think you heard them. Ain't nobody died or nothing like that. I think you heard a couple of people. But nonetheless, there was this sort of an anger that enraged this man to jump in his vehicle and hit these people. Yeah, when we start to have this kind of a conversation from a political standpoint, we become tribalistic. And we seek to be able to perpetuate an idea that my party is better than yours. Y'all are stupid, y'all are dogs, y'all are this, y'all are that. I'd rather vote for a dog with a red shirt on before I vote for the PL. So this is relentlessly, perpetually, and eternally stupid. There's no two ways about this. You want me to be gentle about this with kid gloves and tell you that, you know, we have indifference? No, you are stupid. It's a grown, matured person who's matriculated through all sorts of lovemaking to produce children, to try to rear these children, and still cling on to the level of stupid in your later years is mind-boggling to me. Because no one took the time out to be able to look at things from a nationalistic perspective. No one. No one. No one. I need you to understand this. I will not look at this through the lens of an FNM or a PLP. I will continue to be able to dissect this, whether that's the budget, whether that's the application on the ground, whether that is the pronouncements from the Office of the Prime Minister, whether that is the pronouncements from members of Parliament in their various constituencies, whether not dissecting this by our pollings. Whatever we do, we will do it with the base, the core, and the spirit of a national perspective. That's what I get into. That's what I into. I've seen inconsistencies and lack of commitment by the FNM. Inconsistencies and lack of commitment by the PLP. And I don't think that lack of commitment is deliberate. I don't think that you go on out here and lying to people. I do not believe that political organizations wake up in the morning and say, okay, guys, which one of the lies we're going to tell today? We have about 58 on this board right here. We want you to be able to choose the best 15, and then we're going to run with that. I don't think that that's happening. I think genuinely you have an idea and you collect information from the community, but when you get in, you have a different agenda. I think that that's what it is. That's what it is. No matter what you would have acquired over the time through your political probing, scanning, and data collection, you will not have the time in 5 years to be able to execute all of your business and all the people's business. It just doesn't happen. And if you want to believe it happens, you continue to live in La La Land. Now, there can be an argument that says the FNM versus the PLP, the concepts and ideas that they continue to be able to perpetuate or push forward when they get in office, one particular organization always ensures that the people are touched by it, and the other organizations always ensures that the country, from an economic standpoint, is buoyant. That has been the conversation for the FNM and the PLP. I'm going to take on this kind of a position to identify who did what? No, y'all don't call me with that. But the greatest degree is respect. God called somebody else with that. I ain't into that. Y'all just get hype for these political organizations. Y'all just get hype and stupid for your political organization. I mean, listen to me. I remember one time I was so stupid for the FNM in 2007. I'll never forget this. Because I look at myself and I said, I was really an ass. I said that to myself. During this time, from 2006, I remember my son was born in 2006. My first son, that was 19 years ago. My first son was born in 2006. I just lost my job. But my mother She's vying for a position to become a Free National Movement, become a part of the Free National Movement. And my wife, she was born presenting. And she married me, but she still had the spirit. Her blood was still gold. My God, it's still gold right now. I'm not going to lie to you. This is who she is. Right? I can tell you all the business, but she's presenting. Okay? The Harbor Island people, this PLP. There's no two ways about it. But nonetheless, during this time in my life, I lost my job. I had to move out of the apartment that I was in. I was in a very, very depressed space in my life, and I was looking for a savior, right? Deep in Christianity, deep in my faith. And I couldn't see my way through. I didn't know. Remember, I talked to you about this. After I lost my job, I thought I lost my identity because this was, in my view, based upon how our society set up, a coming of age. You now get maturity, matriculate through society with this kind of a social promotion. You get a job, right? So these are the steps that you take for being able to find strength. I lost my job 2006. But I go and gung-ho helping my mother. Oh, Jesus. I was campaigning with her every day. I building stairs. I doing this. I doing that. I was intimately involved in her campaign without asking her for anything. I'm hoping that she recognizes through my labor that I should be given an opportunity. Who knows? I don't know, but let's just keep working. We ain't begging. We ain't talking. We're not going to get discouraged because depending on what she says, you might stop working and die, and then you don't want a second wave of depression to hit you. My PLP rally one night. We were very young. This is 20 years ago. We were very young. And so we were still into our grouping. Our family did one thing, and my family did another thing. And she came home with a PLP shirt on. I was so upset. I was so mad with her. I said, why would you wear this shirt? How could you? Listen to me, I had a whole F&M shirt, you know. I'm so stupid. And I rowed with my wife because of her shirt. We allow these things to separate us so hard. And I realized so much fine gals in the PLP. Yeah, man. I married one. There are many of them out there who married PLPs. I married one. And then vice versa. And we out here rowing and at each other's throat, angry. She wasn't angry with me, you know. She just was amazed that I was so stupid. And I was angry because it wasn't nothing to do with the shirt. It had everything else to do with what I was going through and what my expectations or hope was for an organization, even whilst my mother was sitting there that never even considered me. Never. They flirted with the idea, but they never gave me consideration, not during that time. Never. I still had maturing to do. I still had growth to do. I still had understanding to get to. And when I found that, I realized something. You can hate this piece right here. There's no difference between the FNM and the PLP. There's none. There's none. You can't tell me. You see incremental change when the PLP, when they're in. You could be able to see now that Prime Minister has taken on this position to talk about the surplus for the very first time and being able to have a balanced budget. But you cannot take that into to your bosom to say that that equates to an opportunity to be able to get a second term. I won't do it because none of us know the next challenge that exists around the corner before next year. None of us know. And none of us know how this administration will handle that. So I congratulate them. I'm happy for them. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go stupid. And I'm hoping that you don't either. Here, I want to have a conversation from a nationalistic perspective that talks about entrepreneurialism, that talks about growth, that talks about education, that talks about illegal migration, that talks about customs imports and duties, that talks about other opportunities for social services, that talks about all these things devoid and separate, divorced from the idea of any political party. Can we do that? Praise God. Let's take a quick break and be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. foundation. You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give it. Printmasters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind Pesto Club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken croissantwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Last couple of minutes of the show, knowing that we were listening to the budget debate this morning, or the introduction thereof from the Prime Minister, being able to kind of lay it out. And next week, we're going to be able to get deeper into that. So we're looking at this. The lines are wide open. 3236232 in the last few minutes. 3236232, 3254316, 3254259. Anywhere for the family of islands. 2423005720. Hit me up 4224796. This is Howard. You're preaching to an electorate that can be swayed by a plate of food, a cup of rum, and at times a turkey. What do you mean you want them to look at it holistically? Be real. We are, as human beings, creatures of nature, creatures of habit. We are, as human beings, we find security in repetition and consistency. That doesn't make that isn't who we are holistically. And the all-inclusive concept of a human being is not what they do on a day-to-day basis. There is potential. There is purpose that exists deep within them. That, for some reason, you may not have, there hasn't been the type of leadership to tap into that true potential to see and blossom the kind of Bahamians, the kind of electorate that we want. It hasn't. I think the closest we've come to that, post-73, maybe even post-64, post-73, between 73 and 1980, that 7-year period right there, we saw people go off to school. We saw people come together with organizations, with groupings, with this sort of an idea that we want to be able to lead the country. We saw people get together and seek after education and all these particular. Cocaine hit the ground. Then we saw stupidity. And we saw a perpetuation of vanity and this idea of being able to become gravelicious. And then after that, the politics of the country changed. The introduction of 1992, the necessity of being able to talk about transparency was real. This government of the sunshine was as a result of this OPEC view of politics that existed the years before. And this wasn't even 10 years before. This wasn't even a full decade. We had 7 years strong after 73. 7 years strong. Independent, strong, individual, self-governed, optimistic, determined, fusing our children with these sort of an ideas of potential. Then Coke hit the ground. Bam, you forget about that. Let's go on the bay 4 o'clock in the morning and see what kind of group or let's get the square group or let's do this, let's do that. And you have forgotten that you were taken. And so to say that the electorate is a people who are only swayed by rum and food and turkey and all these things is not who we are. It's just not who we are. And if honestly I believe that this is who we are, I would not do what I'm doing. I am only here doing my best and asking God every time I sit in the seat to let me say something to you to remind you of who we are as a people. To let me say something to the politicians that are listening in to remind them of the objective, of the responsibility that they have to the community. Not to their political organizations, not for the brownie points, not for the position that they seek, not for the potential of being able to become a cabinet minister, not being able to be a bootlicker and be identified as a butt kisser long enough that you can get to the cabinet of the Bahamas. This is not what you're here for. Not being that you can get a position in a... This is not what you're here for. There are people in your constituency hungry right now. The Prime Minister has taken on this position with pride and people slamming on the desk and talking about butane plates. They're talking about butane plates. The idea of being able to get a reduction on butane plates was a celebration. Mother's sick. This is a highlight of the poverty that exists in the inner cities, a poverty that exists in these particular spaces. Nobody got no bunch of butane plates out in the Family Islands, you know? Maybe Grand Bahama just start getting them. This ain't what we use. But this is what you perpetuate in the city. And then you celebrate it. You don't seek to rectify the problem. You introduce a band-aid. Whether a small, medium, large band-aid, it's a band-aid. And you need to be satisfied with this. To me, I'm happy for you if you're happy. But I got to dissect this and chop it down. Let's chop this thing down with transparency. And read these text lines. Call on the line. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, Howard.
What's up?
Yeah, when you try and talk to them, they stop listening real fast. On the issue with and then on the issue with what he named the TCU president, Obi Ferguson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who you think yes wing? They can't do nothing but that KC thing that Obi got and Obi. Did go to the Privy Council and represent the people. On the other issue with talking about them giving out $15 million in 1 month, them things just happen. But mark my word, watch the federal situation coming with the U.S., and I can tell you they may not be the first tranche of people that they're going after. And let me close with this. You say you... arguing about the T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
And you call yourself stupid for arguing, right?
Dead stupid.
How would, I hear that you like the clean house. You never used to like the clean car, all them cars you used to buy.
Yeah.
But then you would take the T-shirt them and then wash the car, tie them and leave them in the bucket, man. I'm going on that one.
My God, you need to stop. I appreciate the telephone call. Let me take the last telephone call. Call on the line, go ahead. Call on the line, go ahead. Okay, this one more call came through. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I was holding for a while, you know, Howard. I appreciate you today, you know.
Thank you, my brother.
You know, I enjoy you, you know, Howard, but I get this in. The budget for me is a sign-off to operation. I'm dumb. I don't drink rum. I might succumb, right? Now, the thing is with me, why can't we have all of that documentation and audio and video in the cabinet? So for me, I'm sorry. Anything the government is fought with, I can't trust. And so, I thought I hear 3.7 GDP hour. Would I could let Lang investigate that one for me because I personally don't believe it. I don't even believe no figures that they give out because there's no freedom of the information. So then that means the politician becomes what, Howard? The arbiter of truth.
Mm.
Enriching, that makes the masses what? You know what rhymes with masses, Howard. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. I'm not intrigued at all. I'm still fatigued.
My God.
Thanks.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. What time is it? 1:58? 15 seconds. Let me get this last one. Go ahead, Carlo.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton? You got 15 seconds. I know what you called for. Go ahead, Anton.
I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
It doesn't, to my mind, it doesn't make sense giving the impression as though KC's are giving out, like, you're giving candy to children. Because that would devalue the entire process of working a legal fraternity. Who work hard all their lives, right? And give earnest and honest, dedicated service to the legal profession, who put themselves in a position to qualify to be considered QCs or KCs, only for it to be apparent that it's being given away like a candy to a child. That just doesn't sit well in my mind.
Wow.
I'll end on that note.
Thank you, my brother.
The conversation.
We can pick it up later, right? Guys, I want to thank you so much for being able to tune in. I want to thank you guys for your position. The PLP seeking to keep the vibe alive, and we're hoping that the FNM finds themselves in the position that they give us strong, strong opposition, not just for the purposes of being able to dissect information that the PLP puts forward, but being able to create concepts and ideas that's reformative, that's transformative for the country. I think that we are eager. And what we are exhausted of is the ideas of relentless platitudes as being delivered to us and saying, here, take this, I can give you this, I can give you that. And then when you find yourself in office, you say, yeah, I can get to you when I get the chance, man. Give me a chance. I got to get the PLP agenda out. I got to get the FNM agenda out first. Let's check the development. We're going to be able to get this, see if I can get my guy Rupert in there. Let me see if I can be able to call Gowan Bo or whoever I could call to be able to have a conversation, dissect these things, and talk about where we are for the purposes of growth and development. That's the show today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, Godspeed, right here on The Foundation.